Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
Like we're going to do today with Hunter. What up, Hunter?
Hey, y'all.
How are you, man?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Trying to figure something out, but yeah, I'm pretty good.
Okay, well, walk Chantel and I through kind of what happened here.
So I'm calling about Tammy. And what's going on with that. But I met Tammy online, first date. We went to Topgolf.
All right. That's a good date.
Chantel's already jumping in. That's like her favorite place to go.
Like, yeah. Like, so. If I get asked out and they say Topgolf, I'm like, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it official.
Well, maybe if this doesn't work out, I don't know.
There it is. There we go. Now we're talking, Hunter.
So we started at Topgolf. We're having a lot of fun, some drinks. And then we went over to Mid-City for some more drinks.
Oh.
And I think I know why she's not calling me back.
But Are you really competitive? Was it one of those things where you're like talking too much
fun trash
at Topgolf or something?
No, not at Topgolf at least.
Okay, all
but,
right.
No, she got wasted at the bar, and it was shocking. And whatever, you know, things were fine, but then she went from 0 to 60,
really?
And it just got really bad.
Sure.
So, yeah. So I had Ubered to Topgolf, and Tammy drove, so I offered to drive her home, and then I could, you know, Uber from my place after.
Oh, you're a good man. That's cool.
Yeah, so I think my guess is that she's just embarrassed about that she got so drunk, which is fine. I know it's cool. You know, it happens. I was there, and, you know. But I just, you know, I'd like to try another date and see where it leads.
In Tammy's,
I think that's nice that you're willing to kind of look past.
I'll say in Tammy's defense, though, having maybe in my younger years, you know, been in Tammy's position more than once.
You just want to walk away from
it. You want to walk away from it. You feel like you burnt it down. And you're like,
well, RIP.
Yeah, there goes that relationship. So, you know, I mean, kind of to your credit, Hunter, what you were saying, she could just be like, oh, no, I can't look him in the eye anymore. Like, was she sloppy even in the car, like driving back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was not pretty.
Okay. Well, I mean, to me, that makes complete sense. But if you want, we can get Tammy's number. We can play a song. We can call her up and we can ask her why she's not calling you back and see if it is that or, you know, if it is something else. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then we will call up Tammy next. It's your 7:30 second date update with John and Chantel. So we're trying to help out Hunter. Hunter and Tammy met online, went to Topgolf, had a good time, decided to keep the party going. Went over there to Mid-City for some drinks afterwards. And Hunter Ubered to Topgolf and was planning on, you know, having some more beverages, but Tammy went from 0 to 60, got really drunk. Hunter stopped.
And he's like, I got to drive her home.
And so he actually drove Tammy's car to the house and then Ubered back from there to his place. Now he hasn't heard back from Tammy. Hunter, did I get that right?
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to call up Tammy. Don't say a word. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Hi, is Tammy there?
This is she.
Hi, Tammy.
Who's calling?
Yeah, hi. My name is John, and Chantel's with me as well.
Hello.
We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few moments just to be on the radio with us?
Actually, yeah. No, I love you guys.
Really? All right.
Yeah, I'm curious. But which show are we doing? I'm a little nervous now.
Well, we're doing the second date update right now. That's what we're up to. And if you've heard the show before, you know how, you know, you've gone out on a date with someone who wants a second date.
Yeah.
And, you know, you went out on a date with Hunter. And we talked to Hunter, and he said that maybe you're a little bit embarrassed to talk to him again. Like, would embarrassment be a good word to use about your feelings toward him?
No, I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed. I'm actually kind of pissed off at Hunter, and that's kind of an understatement, to be honest.
Whoa, what happened?
Well, okay, so Hunter and I went on a date. I had a blast. I mean, Topgolf, I don't know. So did he tell you a little bit, obviously, about the date?
Yeah.
He offered to drive me home, you know, like a gentleman. And I had a little too much to drink. So that, you know, played into the reason why he was like, let me take you home.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. He didn't know how to drive a manual, and I have a manual. So I'm pissed off because Hunter didn't know how to drive my manual car, and he messed up my transmission. I'm sorry. I'm just still...
He messed up your transmission?
Whoa.
Really?
How did I... Yeah. Wait. Hang on.
Hunter, you owe me $2,000.
What are you talking about?
Listen, you know, I know that I wasn't my best self that night, and you know, you told me that you could drive stick, but you don't drive stick if you don't know how to, and you don't learn on a person's car. You messed up my entire transmission, and it hasn't been right since. It was fine before, and it's not. I had to take it in.
Hunter, I mean, not everyone knows in this day and age, you know, it's not as common as it used to be. Do you know how to drive, like, a manual?
Okay, I mean, it has been a few years, and, you know, we hopped a few times at the beginning, but I didn't do anything wrong, and there shouldn't be any damage because of that. That's ridiculous.
But this is all I know. It was fine before, and you drove it, and now it's ruined. It was like clicking when I tried to turn it on. Like, I had to get it towed. You probably owe me more than $2,000.
How about a thank you for driving you home, huh?
What?
How about a thank you for driving you home?
Oh, a thank you. You know, well, to be honest, it would have been cheaper if I paid a Lyft, like I said earlier. I'm so...
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know if this is a scam or what, but forget the second date thing. This is a joke.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
You're not interested in that other date?
A second date?
Yeah.
You think you...
No.
Okay, first of all, I'm still paying off for the first date that we went on.